State Representative Don Shooter faces a possible expulsion vote today. That follows the release earlier this week of an investigative report looking into allegations of sexual harassment against the Yuma lawmaker. House Speaker J.D. Mesnard has said he plans to introduce a motion today to formally censure Shooter, but stops short of seeking his removal. It takes a two-thirds vote to expel a member. House Majority Whip Kelly Townsend, though, says Shooter needs to resign, and that if he doesn't, by the time the House convenes later today, she'll move to have him expelled. Representative Townsend joins me to talk about this. And why, to you, is expulsion the right move as opposed to the course laid out by Speaker Mesnard?
Basically, I can only fall back on my experience in management in a corporate setting and what happens, because you have to understand, and I think the last time we talked, we discussed that Arizona State House of Representatives does not have an HR department. And so I am trying to create as closely as possible a situation for future women when I leave, that hopefully leave this better than I found it, and create some kind of method of recourse for someone should they find themselves in this similar situation, because we can't just fire somebody. But when you think about a corporate situation, you have different scenarios of when you have employee discipline. You have infractions that would warrant a verbal warning, a written warning, a suspension, and being fired. And then you have certain infractions that say this is cause for immediate termination. And so my experience in corporate management that I'm falling back on would tell me that if I was his employer and this was brought to me, I would not be giving him a verbal written suspension and whatnot. He would be immediately terminated. And here at the House of Representatives, the equivalent of being immediately terminated is expulsion by the members. And so that is the only course of action that should be taken. I understand the Speaker has made his decision, and I was behind him up until the point I saw the report. After I saw the report, for better or worse, I cannot do anything else other than move to have him removed, because he is walking the halls and his victims are in those halls and potential future victims are in those halls. It's unacceptable to keep him there. He either resigns or he's removed.
Have you had a chance to speak with Representative Shooter? Would you like to speak with Representative Shooter about this?
I tried to call him. He did not answer my phone call.
So it sounds like, in your mind at least, that the House needs to send a message that censure is maybe not a strong enough punishment for somebody, that if you do something like this, you will be voted out of office.
Exactly right. If we don't do this, it sends the message that there are certain things you can get away with when it comes to sexual harassment. And censure has to do with his future employment, his record, his reputation, all those things. I'm not concerned with those things. I am concerned with the victims that are in the building and potential future victims that may be there if he remains.
Do you think you have 40 votes to kick him out?
I think we have 50.
50?
At least. But I will say, my colleagues are really struggling with this. This is a very difficult thing. It's not easy to be put into a position where you have to, quote, terminate somebody. This is on the level of corporate management. This is each one of us is the manager deciding whether or not to terminate. And that's a difficult thing. And some people aren't used to that. And so there's a lot of soul searching going on. We realize the dramatic effect it will have on his life. But we also have to remember the dramatic effect on other people's lives because of his actions. And so if we don't move to have him expelled, then that sends that message that there's no such thing as a zero tolerance policy. It depends on whether we like you enough, you know, and that's absolutely wrong. And so I just disagree with our speaker, and I don't mean to oppose him. I just don't have any other choice in this situation based on the information in this investigation. He has given us no other choice. He has to be removed. If he's not, it's going to be a terrible situation at the House of Representatives.
Do you have any expectation that Representative Shooter will resign before it comes to a vote to expel?
I had hoped so, but I have seen, because I can't talk to him, he's not answering my phone call, I am relying on the media to tell me what his intentions are and that he hopes to address his colleagues before we take the vote.
Is there a sense that by taking the vote to expel, and if you're right that you have at least 40 votes to do that, that that might make it a little more, I don't want to say comfortable, but maybe help other potential victims feel like they can step forward and that there will be consequences for people who do this kind of thing?
Every time we do the right thing like this, it helps future victims. I can tell you, someone very close to me, young woman, strong young woman, very intelligent, had something horrible said to her in front of a table of other men. And it was absolutely horrible to tell her to shut her mouth or else. And she froze and didn't know what to do and didn't want to pursue anything because she had zero support. And so I want women like that to know that there are those of us like myself who will hold somebody to the most severe consequence in these types of things. No second chances, no being able to stay. If you do this, your result will be expulsion or termination. There are no second chances when you commit this type of offense. You will be terminated.
All right. That's State Representative Kelly Townsend, the House Majority Whip. Representative Townsend, good to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.